Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and sisters, last night we were introduced to the topic that we wish to cover this year in our pre-Taraweeh series, inshaAllah. The title of the topic is Those Whom Allah Loves and Whom He Loves Not. So we use this month of Ramadan, but it is not confined to the month of Ramadan, to try and become the beloveds of Allah and to earn the happiness, the pleasure, and the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that is greater than the happiness of Allah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرِضْوَانٌ Even a little happiness with you from Allah's part, a small amount of happiness, a little pleasure from Allah, a little and a small expression of love from Allah's side is the greatest thing, Allah says in the Quran. Nothing greater than that. So there is nothing greater than the happiness of Allah, but there is nothing that is worse than the unhappiness of Allah. There's nothing greater than the appreciation of Allah, and there is nothing worse than being unappreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His righteous servants. Those who have brought iman and who continuously, driven by the love for Allah, they continuously carry out acts of righteousness. And very often we find that perhaps outside of the month of Ramadan, I find it difficult to carry out acts of righteousness, especially with consistency, acts of piety. Why is it? What's missing? Sometimes I don't know and I become frustrated. Why is it that in the month of Ramadan, it's so easy for me to pray, it's so easy for me to raise my hands and make dua, to go to the Quran, to come to the masjid, to perform salah. But outside of the month of Ramadan, it's so difficult. What's missing? The thing that motivates you to be loyal to Allah is the very same thing that motivates you to be loyal to your beloved. What motivates you to be loyal to your spouse? What motivates you to be obedient to your parents? What motivates you to be compassionate and kind towards your children? It is love. It's love. You are motivated by love. So it's so important for us to develop love for Allah. Once you have developed that, you will be motivated to do all kinds of acts of righteousness and piety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the worldly benefit of the love that Allah has for you, the worldly benefit, let alone benefit in the akhirah. And this is just one worldly benefit that you get in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make others love the person. When you become the beloved of Allah, and when Allah is happy with you, naturally you will find that people are happy with you. People appreciate you. People's hearts are drawn towards you. People want to be with you. People just love you. That is something special that you will enjoy in this world. Commenting on this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains it further. The hadith is reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا دَعَى جِبْرِيلٍ When Allah loves a servant of His, a slave of His, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel. And again, brothers, sometimes we feel that love for Allah is something inaccessible, which is not the case. Every single believer, you do not require any qualification to earn the love of Allah. You are qualified. You were born qualified. You have Islam, you have Iman. So very often again, sometimes when we speak about the love of Allah, people feel that's beyond my reach. It's something that is only accessible to certain people in the society, which is not the case. Every one of us has the ability of becoming the beloved of Allah. And inshallah, this Ramadan, we will learn from the Quran how to be included amongst the beloveds of Allah. So Allah calls Jibreel. When Allah loves a servant, Allah calls Jibreel alayhi salam. فَقَالْ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ Allah tells Jibreel, "Oh Jibreel, I love so and so. Such and such a servant of mine has earned my love. So you too fall in love with him. Oh Jibreel, you fall in love with that person. Take that person also as your beloved." قَالَ فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ Jibreel alayhi salam falls in love with that person. Why? Because that person is the beloved of Allah. How can Jibreel not love the one whom Allah loves? ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي السَّمَاءِ Then Jibreel alayhi salam, he announces to the inhabitants of the heavens, to all the other angels, what does he say to them? فَيَقُولُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ He tells all the other angels, Allah loves such and such a servant of his. By his name, it is mentioned in the heaven, and he instructs all the angels, now you all should also love that person because Allah loves him and I, Jibreel alayhi salam, loves him as well. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ The inhabitants of the sky, all the angels, they too then love that person. Can you imagine, you are beloved to the angel. The angels are making dua for you. They love you. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. قَالَ ثُمَّ يُوْدَعُ لَهُ الْقَبُولَ فِي الْأَرْضِ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places acceptance for him on earth. Coming back to the point. When you become the beloved of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the love for you in the hearts of his creation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.